Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Lex Thomas welcomes Senior Technical Account Manager Mike Mitchell to the show as they discuss the value and benefits Microsoft Premier Services brings to customers. Tune in as they chat about the service delivery management process, technical resources and support Microsoft offers to its customers, as well as how you can engage a technical account manager to meet and attain your data center, development, and IT infrastructure goals. Lex, the mic is yours.
Hi, guys, and welcome to another episode of Taste of Premier. There's been quite a few, so I think this is, in the 20s. hope you guys are having a great day. I've got with me Mike Mitchell. Mike is a technical account manager with Premier, and Mike and I have actually known each other for a long time. We've worked together here at Microsoft for a lot of years. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing real well, Lex. Good to see you today. I hope things are going well for you.
Oh, yeah, everything's going great. So, hey, man, I've been here 23 years. So how long have you been here?
I've actually been here 14 years. It doesn't seem like that long, but I think when I first joined the company, I actually started on your team.
Yeah, back with the old phones over in the
old building.
Old buildings, yeah, yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, we're old-timers.
Yeah, I guess. it just never ceases to amaze me how many people send out, "Hey, I've been here 5 years," and you know, you just think, "Wow, that's great." but you know, of course, for them, it's a long time. So, I'm not going anywhere anytime soon.
I don't plan to either.
At least not voluntarily. So, what are we going to talk about today, Mike?
Well, today we're going to talk about the value of how Premier delivers value to our customers.
Yeah.
And, you know, Lex, as you know, things have changed from the very beginning days of Premier support when we were pretty much a reactive business where we did a great job of helping customers solve problems, but there was so much more that we could do. And so we've evolved more into where we really like to work with customers is now with a more a proactive approach, a disciplined proactive approach.
Yeah, so we've definitely come from, you know, both of us worked the phones. We both know, you know, about the phone queue and we were absolutely reactive. And now we've become more service-oriented, more proactive. You know, we've got workshops and wraps and a lot of things that we can do to make customer environments healthier. And I think that's probably what we're going to focus on talking about today.
Yes, I would say so. And in fact, I think I would start by talking about, you know, the value that we the specific value that we have for customers as technical account managers. We provide service delivery management designed to improve a customer's overall IT operational health. We develop long-term relationships with customers and endeavor to be a member of the customer's team that just happens to work here at Microsoft. We are experts in finding the right technical resources at Microsoft to help customers design, deploy, and operate their IT business solutions. We take ownership of customer-critical situations when they occur, in order to work with the customer and Microsoft support professionals to drive resolution of issues as quickly as we can. And so what we do is we call that the Premier Service Delivery Methodology, the process of assessing a customer's current IT operation state, defining the desired state, documenting that in a service delivery plan, and then reporting progress to attain the desired state.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about exactly what, you know, desired state is. So how do we come up with a desired state? Who determines what a desired state is?
So the first thing a technical account manager will do is schedule a services introduction and review with the customer. And we'll have the primary objective in that meeting is to understand the customer's current state. For renewing customers, that might be presenting an overview of the business value that was delivered by Premier Support in the previous year, and that's typically a great launching point for discussing future improvement projects. TAMS also have a record of any reactive issues that a customer may have had over the past year, both critical and not, and that provides potential improvement opportunities. Mm-hmm. We can also deliver more formal assessments of a customer's current state. As you mentioned, the risk assessment programs, health checks, and operations strategic review. Then we'll discuss a customer's IT goals for the coming months, and this is where we really start to talk about a customer's desired state. The customer's projects we'll have will include both short and longer term timelines and aren't necessarily limited by the duration of the Premier agreement. This is going to include working with the customer's current pain points, any improvement projects they may have in their IT environment, upgrades and new deployments. And then we'll have a discussion of shared goals, and that really is how the TAM and the customer will work together to achieve the agreed business value that we'll deliver as Premier support. And mm-hmm. that's the information that we'll use in defining the current state, which we agree to with the customer, and then that forms the basis of define the desired state phase.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's cool stuff. So here's a question, just, you know, kind of off the top of my head. If I'm a customer and I'm new to Microsoft, right? I've had Microsoft products in my environment. I haven't really been a large customer, so I haven't really looked at Premier. Maybe I've been, you know, living off of one-off support calls as needed, or maybe I've been working with a partner who's provided some support. How do you get that customer out of the reactive mindset, right? Because that's generally one of the main issues that I see, is that customers come in, they want Premier support, but even the name Premier support seems to me to indicate that its main goal is support, right? And support is very different from a lot of the reactive stuff that we do. One of the things that you mentioned a few minutes ago were health checks, wraps, and I mentioned wraps as well. And yeah, we also do workshops. We do a lot of training. And our goal as TAMS really is to make sure that the customer is better off at the end of the year exactly than they were at the beginning of the year. So how do you personally sell that? How do you get a customer to buy into that vision? It's a great vision, and we know there's value in it. But how do you help a customer see that?
Well, it's all about this process that we have that we call the services delivery methodology. It's all about getting into that continuous improvement where we, you know, we go over the customer's issues that they've been having. We begin to have successes making those, helping them improve those pain points, helping them to design and deploy those new projects and systems that they have. And it's through that process of a disciplined approach, reviewing where we are, understanding the customer's continually changing business needs, and making sure that we help them achieve their goals. So, you know, even in the first year, it's about the customer learning about and us learning about the customer and matching the customer's issues and goals to the services that we can deliver to them to help them reach those goals.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, you know, I would agree with everything that you said there. The thing that I would add is that, you know, really the way that we can be successful and that we are successful and that customers reap value out of the relationship is, you know, by allowing us to become part of their team, by including us in the decision-making process. You know, we don't want to have to take reactive support calls. We'll do it. It's something that, it's a service that we offer, right? We do reactive support. When something breaks, we fix it. We're pretty darn good at that. But our goal is to get the customer to a state where really they don't have a lot of reactive issues, where most of the things that they deal with are really
exactly
proactive, right? Where hey, you know, you're deploying this. Before you deploy this, let's talk about how it should be deployed. Let's talk about what we can do to make sure that you're not going to run into any any well-known issues or anything that might cause a lot of customer pain. Let's make sure that it's stable, that the hardware is sized right, etc. And some of that means going outside of Premier. Some of that means going over to MCS because they do a lot of design work. But there's a lot of that stuff that is TAMS. And, you know, with some of the other offerings that we have, like DSEs, we can help with a lot of that stuff. And so that's a huge part of the value proposition.
Exactly. It's all about understanding, you know, what the customer's needs are, what their projects are, and helping them to resolve or deliver the projects in the best possible fashion. And as you mentioned, you know, avoiding reactive issues along the way. So when we can plan and be prepared in advance, it's much less likely that we'll have those reactive issues. Once the customer has something in operation, or we discover things when they're in operation and help them eliminate them.
Cool. Talk to me about the defined desired state phase.
So in that defined desired state phase, the TAM and customer come to agreement on the priorities and focus areas for agreement, and then they add measures of success, the key performance indicators, if you will. And as we make recommendations to the customer, they're documented in the following fashion. What will be improved, what the root cause of the customer pain point or project is, why will it be improved, and why is it important to the customer's business, and then how to go about improving it. We will make recommendations on proactive activities that will address pain points and projects. And as you know, we have the best experts in the world on Microsoft technology. And then some of these things can also include ITIL process management or MOF to help a customer with their processes around IT as well. So then we'll complete the service delivery plan, which documents those agreed upon focus areas, improvement points, and performance indicators. It also documents Microsoft's recommendations and then also provides a history of the work that's been completed and improvements that have been achieved. We also document our shared goals, and that shared goals are how we, as TAMS, work with the customers to achieve those goals. And we document that in the service delivery plan, as I mentioned, and that plan is a living document and is updated regularly as the customer's objectives, issues, and business changes.
Cool. So we go out, we introduce ourselves to the customer. We talk about some of the proactive services. We listen to where they're at from a technology standpoint, what they have deployed, what they're going to deploy, and then we build a plan that essentially we can use and they can use as a roadmap to get to the desired state. Is that summing
that's
it up?
Exactly right. We have that plan, and we work that plan during the term of the customer's agreement and beyond. And as I even mentioned, some projects are multi-year projects, and we'll track those all the way through. And then the last or the next phase that we have is something that we call internally attain the desired state. So at least once a month, we'll meet with customers to discuss the progress that's been made in achieving those improvements and the objectives that were agreed upon. And that meeting typically includes communication on the process towards reaching that desired state, identifying any new areas for improvement and providing recommendations for those. We review the customer's priorities to make sure that we continue to focus on the right activities in support of the customer. Once we get into that rhythm, we establish basically a cycle of continuous improvement, and we continue to work together to understand the customer's business objectives, improvement points, and projects.
Cool. So from a TAM standpoint, your job is essentially to manage that entire process, right? You make
That's
sure
exactly
that the right resources are available. You make sure that the customer gets the services that they need. And the end result is that the customer is better off at the end of the year, like I said before, than they were at the beginning of the year.
That's exactly right.
And that's really where the value in this is. And that's the value that the TAM has.
That's exactly right. and understanding understanding the customer's business needs, their pain points, and then developing a plan to help them reach a state of which either those improvement points where we've made those improvement points and eliminated the pain points, or we've helped them to deliver a healthier environment of their operations.
Cool. Awesome. That sounds awesome.
Well, and of course, we still have the reactive incident management, and we continue to, and that will continue to be needed into the future. Although we try to avoid those through, you know, good planning and understanding pain points and things, we'll still have to manage their incidents and escalate those things as we always have done. But our primary focus now and will always be, how can we best help the customer reach their IT objectives and reduce their need for any reactive support?
Yeah, absolutely. So speaking of reactive issues, I'm sure Microsoft has a lot of customers calling in every day that have reactive things that they need help with. As a TAM, how do you ensure that their issues are heard and that their issues are resolved in a timely manner?
Well, as you know, we don't take those calls directly, although we do occasionally have customers call us on that, but in the systems that we have, we see whenever a customer opens a case on their account, we immediately get notification, and we will establish communication with both the customer and the support professional, and we have each of those cases will have a severity ranking, whether it's something that's important that's not going to cause a customer an immediate problem, or something that's urgent, something that, for example, could become critical if it wasn't addressed, and of course critical situations. For the non-critical situations, we monitor those cases continuously, and we work with both the customer and support professional to make sure those cases are handled as quickly and as accurately as possible to reach resolution as soon as we can. In terms of a critical situation, we'll get immediate notification that a critical situation has occurred for a customer, and then we have a separate process where we will jump in, take ownership of that critical situation, and then at a more deeper and formal level, we work with the customer and the support professionals to even round the clock to make sure that we address that issue, get it resolved as soon as possible.
Awesome.
And so that includes formal reports to both the customer's management and our internal management here to make sure that it has the right emphasis behind it and the urgency necessary to make sure we get anything that comes up during that critical situation resolved as soon as possible.
Cool. So what happens if a customer calls in and the issue that they're calling in about turns out to be something that we're aware of, a bug that maybe we fixed or something along those lines?
Well, we also watch for those too, and I'm sure you do that with your customer too. If there is a if there's something that's resolved with a hot fix, then the customer doesn't pay for that. I'm sure over the years you've probably had a critical situation come up where a customer, there may have been many hours that were put into a case, and it ends up being resolved with a hot fix. The customer doesn't pay for any of those hours that were used to determine that hot fix was the right thing to do to solve the customer's problem.
Yeah, and that's a good point, right? And the reason that I brought that up is because that's something that we can do as Microsoft that maybe a third-party group that's providing support really can't do, right? So if you come to us and you become a premier support customer, everything that we've talked about today is something that you will absolutely benefit from. Number one, we're not focused primarily on reactive support, right? Our goal is to come up with a plan to get you to a better place, like I said earlier, than you were at the beginning of the contract. That's our goal every year is, hey, you're here. We want to get you here. Here's how we're going to do it. Here's the SDP. these are the things that we think you need to do to get there, and we'll work with you to make sure you get there. On the other side of that, we can do all the reactive support stuff. If I'm a third-party vendor and I'm just selling support, 90% of what I do is going to be reactive. And if there is a bug that you run into, I might do some research and find that there is a bug and send you the KB. But I'm still going to charge you for that time because that's what we contracted for, right? We contracted for incident-based reactive support. So huge benefits, I think, in becoming a Microsoft Premier Support customer.
Well, and you know, you and I both have had customers that we've had for long periods of time, and there's really a benefit to the customer for that longer term relationship as well, where we get more and more understanding of what their business issues and needs are, and we can even begin to make recommendations about how they can use Microsoft technology to help keep themselves secure in order to, and also to find ways to be more productive. And that's just a good long-term relationship where we can really, over time, even get better and better about delivering value to the customer through Premier Support.
Yep, and that's absolutely what it's all about. When you spend a dollar with Microsoft, we want to make sure that you get more than your dollar's worth at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, I want to thank Mike for being my guest. Mike, thanks, bud.
Hey, anytime, Lex. It was a pleasure.
Yep. Anytime. You're welcome back anytime as well. Guys, thank you for watching this episode. That's your Taste of Premier.